You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast. It's Monday, August the 7th, and as the dust settles on the Galway Festival for another year, the bandwagon continues over there in Ireland with a double header of decent racing over jumps and on the flat at the Curragh. And we're going to be concentrating on the seven race programme at the County Kildare venue, where we've got some decent fare for you this afternoon. One or two really tasty looking handicaps. You'd think that all the horses would have run over in Ireland at the Galway Festival last week, but that's definitely not the case. Super-sized fields. And we've got a decent plus 10 race for the two-year-olds as well at 3.25, which should throw up one or two interesting performers for the future. Granite time of recording is good to firm, but do keep an eye on the weather as ever over in Ireland. One or two cloudy skies and periods of sunshine and showers are predicted for this afternoon. We begin with the 2.25, and it looks a decent little race to begin the card with as well. We've got several horses who ran eye-catchingly on debut. Not more so than Nelson from the Aidan O'Brien stable. In keeping with a lot of Aidan's first time out, wasn't particularly strongly fancied and certainly wasn't knocked about this card by Franco, but he didn't half-catch to the eye late on when he was picking up very readily in the latter stages, only to get his path blocked in the final 150 yards. I think he probably would have finished on the coattails, if not shaken up the eventual winner from the same stable, Delano Roosevelt. And that effort has to be marked down as a very promising run from this nice-looking horse. Back in third was a horse called Warm the Voice from the Brendan Duke stable, who went on to win at Galway last week, thus franking the form. So, in theory, if he would have beaten him, and we think he would have done, it just shows you the level that Nelson ran to first time out. Likely to improve, as Aidens often do. He looks the one to beat there. The obvious one for the Each Way Maggots looks to be Yulong Warrior, who's run consistently on three starts. Just not sure whether he's got the sort of scope for the future that the favourite has. Do keep an eye also on London Icon. Little Birdie tells me that Adrian Keighley's got quite a nice two-year-old there, that caught by Alzam, so watch how he goes first time. But Nelson should justify market position in the first.
Race 2.
On to the second then, the 2.55, and one or two nice horses running here in this reasonable maiden, you'd say. Kaylee, I thought, looked a nice horse when she finished second to Pavlenko here at the one of the last meetings. But back in fourth that day was Masonette, who didn't half catch the eye first time up for the John Murphy stable. And she went on to, unfortunately, get the coffin box draw last week at Galway. She was drawn 14-14, got stuck out in the wing, got no cover, and ended up sort of burning up a hell of a lot of petrol just to try and get into the meat of the action, turning for home. Unfortunately, she was a spent force in the last furlong on the soft ground. But given that she's got a much better draw today, I'd expect Masonette certainly to be there or thereabouts. So basically, wherever Mate Kaylee finishes the favourite, you'd imagine that Masonette would be right behind. So round about 11-2, 6-1 this morning. I do think Masonette is the each way value pick there in the 2.55.
Race number 3.
On to the best race on the card then, which comes up at 3.25. It's a plus 10 contest over 6 furlongs for the two-year-olds. And we've got one or two lovely horses here who've created a nice impression first time out. Blue Uluru looked good when he won down in Fairy House, having been nicely backed in the morning exchanges. And she should improve, as jurors do, for the run. Bora Steps, definitely she's gone the right way as well, courtesy of that victory down in Fairy House. But the one I was really impressed with first time out, given that he recorded a very fast speed figure to boot, is Iron Patma from the informed Mike O'Callaghan stable. He was nicely backed on debut, and he really did quicken up in the latter stages to beat a horse of Johnny Murta's called Shankari Royale, who went on to frank the form subsequently at Down Royal the other day. His winning time was very good for a two-year-old. It was the fastest furlong per furlong time I got on that particular card, and I love that. Always bodes well for the future when I get a two-year-old running a very fast time, particularly against the older sprint handicappers over the same course and distance. And he's got Smullen on board today as well, who rode him on his debut. Very highly regarded, looks a nice colt. Iron Power hopefully should continue his progression there in race number three. He's probably the best bet on the card.
Race four.
On to the 3:55 then, and once again another very competitive looking contest. Ran about 7-2, 4-1 the field this morning. For those supporters of Conversely, well, you'll be seeking the psychiatrist's couch, I think, after many defeats, including one last time out at Nice when she couldn't quite justify favouritism. But she's likely to be there or thereabouts. Basically, she's the benchmark to this form. That form, of course, Danny Nace of the day probably is the key to this contest. It was a race won by Flower of May on the 22nd of June. Vogue was second, Conversely third. But back in sixth that day was a real eye-catching run from Peace Officer, who I see has been chalked up around about 16-1 this morning. Now, I certainly think this horse is definitely worth a dabble at that price. You never really know what to expect, of course, second time up from a horse who ran with very much a view to the future. But there's a good chance that this horse by Colonel John will definitely improve significantly enough to be more of a factor today. Certainly the work he did in the latter stages suggests he's got plenty of ability. And even though Vogue, of course, comes from the Edward Lynham stable and he's more fancied in the betting, I certainly expect Peace Office to run and be a little bit more prominent here this afternoon. Around about 16-1, as I said this morning, I'm going to have a little few quid, cheeky little few quid indeed, on Peace Officer in race number four.
Race five.
On to one of the big handicaps on the card then. Plenty of in-form horses coming here in this particular contest that have been running well in similar races, such as Alan's Pride, Mr. Michael, etc. But I quite like the eye-catching run of Boxer Dunford, first time out for Dennis Coakley in a race the other day at Fairy House that went the way of Beyond Chase. Now, there was lots of horses in this race, the other day, who contest this one. And I've no doubt in my mind that Boxer Dunford, albeit a 25-1 shot, would have gone very close to winning that race at the County Meath venue, making some nice headway up the inside rail. When looking a massive threat around about furlong and a half out, this horse got his run cut off at the pass completely up the rail, and his jockey Ross Coatley, unfortunately from that point onwards, had to dab on the brake pedal and ease him completely down. Given that that was his first run for quite a while, and of course first run for new stable, he doesn't look too badly handicapped on the evidence of what we saw that day off a mark of just 49. He's got a nice draw, Norma Colour takes over in the plate. Expect much better things today from Boxer Dunford. Like I say, definitely went into my notebook tracker the other day after that run.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 4:55. Plenty of horses that we know quite intimately run here in this race. So this one will be quite a difficult one to work out. But I'm going to give another chance to my old friend Ducky Mallon, who keeps knocking at the door. I thought he was a bit unlucky the other day, to be fair. Albeit he finished fifth in the end. Doesn't really tell the whole story because the first three home that day all raced on the far side from a low draw. Unfortunately, Ducky Mallon was drawn high, chased them up the near side, won his race by about three or four lengths near side. But that wasn't good enough because he still got beat a length and a half at the finish, courtesy of not being in the right track position. But he's got a better draw today. He's right in the thick of the action in stall 11 towards the near side rail. And he does run the Corral as well, as we saw a few starts ago when he was fourth beyond Enter the Red over today's course and distance. The key to this horse is decent ground, which he's got today, and I'm definitely not deserting Ducky Mallon in a rush, and suggest you don't either, and back him each way around about the 6-1 mark this morning.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and we have got probably the hardest race on the card. Bookmakers also agree. It's around about 7-1, 8-1 the field this morning. So good luck with finding the winner of this particular contest. In these situations, I just try and find a horse who's been running well and has run well over this track many times before. So I'm going to go with Bonya from the Johnny Levin stable. Johnny's had a really good season with his handicappers. And this mare's done particularly well, only winning once, but has been placed on numerous occasions, ran quite well last time out, also at Fairy House, over what nowadays is probably an adequate 6-furlong trip. But the time figure was very good, and she continues to run fairly consistently. And to be fair, she's run quite well, even in defeat prior to that, in much better handicaps than this, behind the likes of Duchess of France and Seawolf. So in an ordinary-looking Prentice handicap, where looking running and jockeyship is obviously going to count for plenty, I'll have to take a chance on Bonya, rolling back the years there in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can rejoin us again on Tuesday, when we're going to be taking a look at one of either two of the Irish cards at Cork or Roscommon. So hopefully you can tune into that. Until then, it's goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.